get it. They understand it. Paul says the natural man understands not the things of God. They're foolishness to him. But on the other hand, we who are spiritual have the mind of Christ. We embrace divine truth. We understand it. We love it. We absorb it. We believe it. We proclaim it. So the distinguishing mark of true Christians is that they hear and believe the truth. And our Lord makes this abundantly clear in a lot of places, but let me just give you one illustration of this from John chapter 10. In that great 10th chapter of John, our Lord is calling himself the Good Shepherd and identifying his relationship to his sheep. And what is the distinguishing mark that defines that relationship? John 10. He says this, the sheep, verse 3, hear his voice. The sheep hear his voice. Verse 4, the end of the verse, the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. True believers are never led away by false teachers. They know the sound of their own master very well. Down in verse 16, he says, I have other sheep, meaning Gentiles, along with the Jews, not of this fold. I must bring them also. They will hear my voice. Down in verse 26, he says, you do not believe because you're not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. The distinguishing quality of a true believer is receptivity to the voice of God, which is conveyed to us through the pages of Scripture. This is where he speaks. This is really the theme of the parable of the soils. There are three kinds of soil that don't hear. They don't hear in a believing sense. Superficially, you remember the rocky soil has an emotional response and the weedy soil has an initial response, but eventually both of them prove to be superficial and shallow and non-fruitful. But then there is the good soil, and the distinguishing of those good kinds of soil is that they hear the Word and they embrace the Word. They become fruitful 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And by the way, that's talking about fruitfulness in an evangelistic sense. It's not talking about the fruit of the Spirit, although that's also true. They are part